Welcome back to another episode of the Whatever Buddy podcast and another beautiful Whatever Buddy Wednesday, and episode 86 is upon us. Today is a special episode as we have Ryan Harris's bandmate, Nick Frost, a.k.a. Angel Dust, as Eddie Murphy would say in the greatest movie ever, Trading Places, Angel Dust, PCP. Do you know what that does to kids these days? So sit back, relax, put out the recliner, and enjoy the show. So with no further ado, Ryan and Johnny.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy sitting in the dark.
Hey. I'm in France. Mike. I'm in fucking France. Welcome back to another episode. Another episode of the Whatever Buddy podcast here. Episode 86.
The road edition.
Live from Los Angeles via France. Yo, I was at Normandy today.
Yeah, well, we should have done the podcast from Normandy
today.
we're going to have a shaky connection.
Actually, the connection out there was terrible. So this is actually better because we're on the frame. Yeah, because it was out in the middle of nowhere. I've noticed I always play with my hair when I do the podcast. I don't know why.
Well, here's the thing, man. You're holding that microphone, so let's try not to be too terribly fidgety. If you do me a kindness, if you do me a service, don't be too fidgety. You're going to hit buttons, and it's going to shut the audio down. I can see it. You're vaping still.
All right.
Good thing you got an extra spare hand for that vape.
Well, and not only that.
The Johnny U Show.
I also got
the Johnny U Show.
I got the weed vape, too.
Maybe your Wi-Fi will lag while you cough. Hey, man, I have exciting news today.
Okay. I just want to let everybody know we're in transit. We're driving from Normandy to Penmark, France. And we're in transit. So if we have a weird connection, my apologies to everybody. But I'm doing my best.
Hey, if something happens, we're just going to onward ho. We have a guest today. And I guess I'll talk to him until you sign back on, you know? You know me, buddy. Just trying to control what I can't control.
My man.
My
phone camera angle is actually really rad looking. You can see shit moving in the background.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. I dig it. Look, you're on the road, baby. You're doing you. It's all good.
Hey.
You know, people should be appreciative. You're doing something uncomfortable to make sure that Whatever Buddy Wednesday remains a silly fun time.
I haven't showered in 4 days.
Well,
I smell like a homeless person.
You don't shower for 4 days when you're home. What's the difference?
The difference is I've been playing,
and
I don't know what happened. What also the difference is this. I think this is part of the difference. Here's a funny story. Funny story for the podcast. So I've only shit once since I've left the house. Okay, it's a rough one. I'm not gonna lie. It takes me a week and a half to get into things. Now I'm out of the house.
You got to adjust.
So yesterday,
you need some of the Metamucils.
Yeah. But I'm scared to, because you don't want to fucking give yourself the shits while on the road either. That's not like the worst scenario.
There's that.
So I have to let one rip, and I know that the guys aren't going to be happy about it. The guys aren't going to be happy about me ripping one. So I put my ass outside the window, straight outside the window, fucking hanging outside the window. I think it had a reverse effect because I think it blew it right in because I got yelled at 10 seconds later.
Yeah, you had that vacuum.
All right, cut this all out. We'll move on. Never mind.
Hey, guys, what's it like to tour?
There you have it. We have guests today.
Today's an exciting day. We just released a video yesterday for the project that I've been working with. I've kept it kind of close to the chest. But today, I'm going to tell you, it's called Five-Headed Cobra. But we're going to have Nick Frost on, singer of the band. And he's going to talk about...
I want to ask him about the blue stuff. The blue stuff. We want to talk about that.
Yeah, ask him
about it. I saw the video.
I'm gonna bring them in right now, and hopefully your connection remains strong like bull.
Strong like bull.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Trev. What's happening, man? How are you doing? Sorry for the delay. Johnny's currently in France on tour, and he had to make sure that he had Wi-Fi. So we're gonna do our best.
It's all good, man.
My apologies if I lose connection from time to time. I'm completely hotspotting this whole situation. So.
Nick, what do you got there?
Breakfast.
hey, Nick, you got Nick. Some blue shit on your face.
Well, you look beautiful too, Johnny.
We have Nick or Angel today?
Angel Dust.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Okay.
So it's going to be a fun one. Okay.
It's going to be a fun one. Yeah. You want to explain that a little bit? You want to tell the people?
Angel Dust. You know what that does to kids these days? You guys ever see Trading Places? Angel Dust, PCP. You know what that does to kids these days?
You can't fight PCP.
You can smoke it, though.
You got a valid point. Valid point.
Valid point. So let's introduce the people. Nick here is the singer of my band. Trip is directing our documentary. There's a documentary. There's a whole storyline behind the band, and we're going to talk about it.
It's too bright in here. I just got, been up all night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I ain't good, man. I ain't good at all.
Fall off the wagon? Get in, just...
Okay, so movie. Sorry. Sorry, Harris.
Sorry, Harris. Help me help you, buddy.
Help me help you.
Well.
What were you saying, Ryan?
I wasn't saying anything. I was just going to get into the podcast. We're rolling, baby. We're waiting for the main act.
Wow.
Okay, so are we? Is Nick Nick or is Nick a guy named Angel Dust? I need to know what to call him.
Nick Frost is off doing something boring, and Angel Dust is here to save rock and roll with the rest of yous. I've literally been crying all night about the state of the music business and the state of art and the state of what's happening in the world for artists. I made this chart for you guys that I wanted to share.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get into it.
This is awesome. Enjoying myself.
It ain't boring.
So it's the arc of I feel like one of those guys on and let me show you how the election was stolen. But this is all real, you guys. This is all real. It started in 1989 with the onset of the internet, right?
Okay.
And everything changed as a result. Sorry, I just have to. Okay.
Hey, Trip, you've been dealing with this all morning?
Dude. More than just this morning.
This poor guy just looks tired.
he's on babysitting duty, man. What's this arc here? You're gonna have to explain it to the people because Nick Angel does this is a podcast. A lot of these people are gonna be listening. They're not gonna go to the YouTube for sure. But you're gonna have to explain what this arc is here and started in 1989. Sorry to cut you off.
Started in 1989 with the onset of the internet, right? And basically, what happened was people started using the internet and. I remember in 2000 when Bowie had the first artist website, right?
Yeah.
And he knew what, insert Bowie clip here where he talks about the internet basically.
Is that a true fact? Did David Bowie have the first artist website?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and so it starts in 1989 with the onset of the internet. And through the, obviously people don't know this, but records were a calling card for your live show. They were never considered something that you could sell because the manufacturing was so difficult when they were doing these wax pressings, right? So as the technology advanced, it basically became about you getting the ability to listen to the artist without going to their show. And there was this huge uproar about the fact that live music was going to die. So as much as we're in this conflict now, there were conflicts throughout the music business, right?
Yeah,
and
always struggles.
Yeah, and the makeup, because it's the elephant in the room, I understand that. So we're in an all-out war right now against garbage, against shit, okay? This is war paint. We're not gonna win by coming out and being five guys in black t-shirts with beards and tattoos and sitting there looking hard at the camera. No one gives a fuck. It's over.
Nobody gives a fuck. Can I second the notion that fucking looking hard at the camera thing is annoying as fuck?
Yeah, you're out there struggling right now and you're out there touring with every fucking ounce of your soul. I know you and I know, and just to get it out of the way, I was a fan of the Knives. I'm a fan of Mercury Riots. I've always been a fan of Johnny U. I've always wanted to do the podcast, but there was nothing to fucking talk about.
I got you that $20 PayPal later. I got you. Thank you for saying the kind words.
It's like Kiss. Whenever Kiss started, they said, we don't know what we are going to look like, but we know what we don't want to look like.
Yeah, and I know what I don't want to do. I don't want to go out there and be in another fucking stupid rock band that doesn't matter to anybody because rock and roll is dead.
You can also say been there, done that, because you've been in the Jeans and T-shirt band. You were in the Bangkok Five.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
I want to hit my point home, because like one of my buddies' bands, like, it just came out. His name is Bob Bradley, right? Mm-hmm. So I love Bob. Bob is a marketing guy. Bob is a guy that's had to learn how to like become a fucking everything, right? He's had to learn to become everything because we are nothing now. You know, I don't know if you could see this. You could put the actual photograph up in the edit. But, you know, it's, God bless him, it's five white guys with tattoos and black t-shirts and hard looks and fucking facial hair. It's like,
yeah.
I don't, you know, I love their music, but it's like, how do we lost Johnny.
He'll be back in. We'll just play it by ear with him. His connection.
How does this all fucking work at this point, right? Like, it is. Hi, Johnny.
Welcome back, buddy.
Love you, dude. It's an all out front.
Sorry about that, guys.
Right? We're like, we're putting the war paint on. We're trying to. We're not trying. It's all feet in the boat. You're not going anywhere with one foot on the dock and one foot in the fucking boat. Get in the motherfucking boat and let's go, dude.
I have a question for you, Nick. And I venture to ask you this question because I have a theory. You know, my band, as we know, I'm on tour right now, and we do everything overseas, because overseas, in every other country, it seems like, except for America, rock and roll is not dead. For whatever reason, America and the music industry in America refuse to accept the fact that rock and roll and country music are the two only loyal music fan bases in all of the industry. You can throw away at them whatever hip hop, you can throw at them whatever pop. It doesn't matter. There's no loyal thing. It's a, you know, how much money can I make as quick as I can possible thing. That's where they don't get it. That's the American fucking problem. So my question to you is, do you see that as well?
You can't, a rock and roll band can't even get a fucking Wi-Fi connection now.
It's only we're hotspotting. It's all on the tape, though. I got the tape. Just so you know, hey, Nick, just to make you feel better, we've talked about this whole thing, so I have an idea of what it is you're saying.
You're out there on the front lines saving rock and roll, bro. Like, you're actually doing it, right?
Normandy. We just left Normandy, speaking of front lines. I couldn't help but think about those guys who were like the first ones off the boat, or like, I'm going to die. That's just like guaranteed.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Later, you know, it's crazy.
No shit.
It was actually really powerful. It was really neat to see that today. It was kind of crazy.
No, so yeah, so the Bangkok Five was, I wouldn't say we were black t-shirts and black jeans, but we were back black t-shirts and black jeans. It's like,
Can I ask you something, Nick, about the fact that you had a band called Bangkok Five and Five-Headed Cobra?
Low Five, Bangkok Five, Five-Headed Cobra. And the whole thing started in the desert, with the whole Queens of the Stone Age crew, like Chris Goss and Josh and Dave Ketching and all those guys. We had a band called Low Five. You know, it's a low five. How's your life? It's a low five. Which was funny because it was a four piece. And then Bangkok Five became a five piece. And then Five-Headed Cobra, the joke was, that image that people they associated with Turbo Negro. It's not Turbo Negro. It's a ancient image of a six-headed cobra, and the idea is perpetuating the meditative state of complete and full awareness while sitting calmly. And the joke with us is there's only five because we're fucking idiots, and all we do is play music, right? And so we're, you know, it's impossible for us to get to six. So that was the joke of using the actual snake image, was pulling a head off. And then we realized, oh yeah, and it's five, you know, musicians. Well, four musicians and me. So essentially, like, to get through all this stuff, right? You've got like,
I was just gonna ask you to go back to that. I'm grateful you just went back to that.
Yeah, so during the 2000s, during the 90s and the 2000s, the industry was killing it with CDs, right? Killing it. And then they jacked the price up to like it was about $25. If you remember, it was about $25 to $29 for a CD, right? Yeah. And people, it was ridiculous, but they were just jacking it up because they knew that the internet was eventually going to come. And like a sledgehammer in 1999, Napster comes around. Lars Ulrich is running around crying and making this big stink. Everybody's making fun of him. And the reality is he was right.
He was
like
right.
Essentially by 2003, after they put the Napster guy in jail, by 2003, it was pretty much streaming.
The Napster guy went to jail. What did he go to jail for? What was the crime exactly?
For being a criminal. He was stealing music and he was enabling people to steal music. So by 2003, you had the iPod, you had iTunes, you had LimeWire still kind of, you know, sniffing around. The industry at this point had the opportunity to partner with Apple and create their own streaming service. They didn't fucking do it. They were too busy doing cocaine and crying about what was happening in the music business.
They're still trying to get those houses up in the hills.
Yeah. So Pandora comes around in 2005. MySpace, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube by 2008. And now we have the dawn of self-creators, right? By 2019, Spotify sues the artists, basically seizing our numbers and keeping our numbers at a certain place. When we had won a lawsuit, they appealed the lawsuit and won. They blocked the pay raise for artists. By 2023, the cost per stream is 0.0035 cents a stream. Just recently, that song, Baby, I Love Your Ways, 75 million streams garnered him $1,700.
That's fucked up.
Absolute criminal.
Back in the 80s and 90s, where you would get a quarter for every time your song was fucking played on the radio. Mm-hmm. So when a fucking song like Jeremy from fucking Pearl Jam comes out, they got that. It was everywhere. Fucking everywhere. They're getting a quarter for every one of those everywhere in the world, making millions just off of radio play. Now you can't even fucking. I remember back in Bullets and Octane, I fucking did the math once on our top playing song, and it had millions of plays, and like it generated nothing in comparison to what it would have made had it been like 1995.
Yeah, it's crazy, totally, man.
Yo, Angel, you might want to lay off the dust, brother.
Hey, Tripp, you got that under control?
Yeah, Nick, take five, dude. Come on. He's not listening. That's right.
He was so...
Keep moving.
He was so... what's the word? He was so eloquent a minute ago.
Oh, yeah, it ran out. So funny.
No, I was fixing it.
I love you, dude. I love you, dude. It ain't boring.
So what are people who have spent their whole lives, right? Like, just shut up and go fucking kill yourself already, right? Or do something else. And like, what, you know, the irony is we're really not doing something else. You know, Turbo Negro, I remember seeing Turbo Negro with Queens of the Stone Age and just being like, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen, right? You're a huge, one of the things that you and I connect on all the time is Alice Cooper. Like that to me is like, that's entertainment. And when you're just five guys wearing black t-shirts, just dun, 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 throwing down, it's like, I'm fucking bored already, guys. Like your dicks are huge, your beards are full. Viking sex forever and ever. Like, I want to leave. Like, God damn it. Where's the fucking sex appeal, man?
Hey, Nick, speaking of sex appeal, how did Ryan Harris become part of your band?
That's a fantastic question.
So Ryan and I were
both... Talk about me.
We were signed at Universal Republic at the same time. He was in a really cool band, which was kind of like more flashy than we were, called Cherry Monroe.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, and we were like, they were more kind of sexy and like, you know, emo vibes, like the hair and stuff. And Bangkok Five was more like, I don't know, like we came from the hardcore scene because we toured America in all the VFW halls and stuff, just relentlessly played with all those kind of hardcore bands, but we were a rock and roll band. So they actually, we connected through a couple of really cool channels, and then eventually, after the Real Gaudy Curse left Five Headed Cobra, Ryan was just for me like the perfect. He's like family to me.
What's Real Gotti Curse?
So Real Gotti Curse is the original Google's Gotti. He's like a gangster guy from back east. He's a guitar player. He's really talented. He's totally fucking crazy. And when you're in a band with Nick Frost and you're too crazy, sorry, you know, now Angel Dust, and you're too crazy for the band, you know, well, he eventually just went back home and then we just kept going. And, you know, Ryan's this kind of laser tight, super muscular, like you can give him a Keith Richards riff and he's going to turn it into this like muscular, hard thing that all the, it's really hard to describe. Like he's just like I call him Laser Boy. Like
it's in the hands.
Laser Boy.
It's in the hands.
It's all in the hands.
Guitar tone's all in your hands, kids.
When he doubles his tracks, they're just like, there's not like, I'm just like, it's the same performance twice. You need to like loosen up, boy.
You need to be less good.
But no, you need that with the other guitar player, Cody Jones, who's like a super squirrely kind of like soul, kind of soul player almost for the rhythm section. And Ryan's a lead player as well. But for the rhythm section, you know that, Johnny, you need like, you need that tough, heavy sound to be what we're trying to do.
Hey, people think playing rhythm's easy. Rhythm's not an easy thing to do. It's
that really might be one of my favorite things about this band is that Cody and I play guitar completely different in like the best of ways.
You guys got a show coming up, a big fucking show coming up, don't you? Tickets just went on sale this week, yeah?
So that's another kind of point. Like, you know, Nick Frost has left the building. He's off doing some cool like art project with a bunch of weirdos. It's called Dark Side of Light, right? So Nick Frost has left the building. Angel Dust is here. Angel Dust is to join forces, with bands that I love and with people that I love to do something that matters. And it's not going to be your traditional approach. It's going to be completely fucking mad, you know, and hearken to the days of, you know, Ziggy Stardust, hearken to the days of, you know, Kiss with Starchild and the Demon. You know, what are the, in kind of researching this project and figure out what I wanted to do next, like I watched, you know, just YouTube deep dives into like what Kiss did and going on the Dinah Shore show and scaring the shit out of everybody, you know, with his makeup and with his vibe and like people literally like being afraid. And, you know, one of the things that we recently did was, the guy that was doing the film about us, he's still doing it, but the director, he did this amazing movie called Never Be Done, the Richard Glenn Lett story. And he approached us a couple of years ago to start filming us and film the decline of the rock music scene, film the decline, kind of like a decline of Western civilization, you know, but from a perspective of like real human suffering, like real recovery, people that are really having a difficult time. You know, I've had friends kill themselves, OD, you know, the guys that didn't figure their shit out are, you know, with like music licensing and stuff, they're living in tiny apartments and, you know, North Hollywood and like the Hollywood flats. Like it really has devastated the business, this whole trajectory of what's happening. It's devastated art, right? And so for us, it was like, so what's our position and what are we going to do that's going to be special? What are we going to do that's changed things? To change things. And for me, it's literally dropping my who I am and killing this guy who's boring and stupid and I'm sick of, who's sober and, you know, trying to do the right thing all the time. It's like, it's not time to do the right thing. It's time to destroy. It's time to blow things up. It's time to start ripping things apart. It's time to get on stage and pull your pants down and show everybody your dick.
is that an armadillo in your trousers? No, listen, the reality of it is, we were just talking about this the other day about it. It's become so uptight. Like you almost can't get away with anything. And a lot of the shit from back in the day, you can't even think about it. Like think about the album Slide It In by Whitesnake. Could you get away with that in today's climate? It'd be a fucking like real tough thing. Labels like, I don't know, David, this might not work, this whole slide it in thing. You might want to change that. You know, it's like, it's gotten that crazy and people are that sensitive. And I'm with you.
You have to live above culture. You cannot get in the tar pit with all these people on Twitter X or whatever. You have to live above the culture. When people complain about your art, you have to say, thank you very much. Go listen to something else. It's almost like you have to be uncancelable. So by coming out and being what we are and staying who we are and living the way we want to live,
it pisses people off. And it pisses people off because they don't do it, because they were scared to do it. There's so much of that. A lot of that comes down to
and
that.
And I respect that.
And then
that.
There's a lot of people who tried their hardest and just never got that way, got to where they wanted to be, and they're just pissed off. But
and
the reality
of it is, if you're scared of that
there's
stuff,
no reason to
great.
Be mean to anybody. Everybody should be supportive of one another.
You should be afraid. You should be afraid.
Well, that's what keeps us fighting. Keeps us fighting.
You should be afraid.
They're fucking straight.
You should be afraid.
Is he on repeat? He's on repeat.
You should be afraid.
Is he on repeat?
Harris, you want to do something about this? He should be afraid.
Yeah, he's cool. Let's speak on your credibility. You have all these opinions, got a lot of shit to say, but you've also done stuff that can back it up. So why don't you get into that? I mean, you got the STP gig. You've written with Velvet Revolver. Talk about that.
Yeah. The guys called me. I remember I get this voicemail on my phone one day, and it's Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots. And I'm like, the fuck? I think it's a joke. And I call him back, and he's like, this is Robert DeLeo. Do you know who I am? And I said, of course.
Did he say his full, he said his full name.
Yeah, this is Robert DeLeo. Do you know who I am? And I said, I absolutely know who you are. To me, like Scott Weiland is one of the greatest front men, especially like what he did in Velvet Revolver. Like, he's one of the greatest frontmen in the world, and that band made that happen. So I had the opportunity to like play with those guys and jam with those guys and like write with those guys. I'm still friends with those guys. The Velvet Revolver gig, they were putting Velvet Revolver back together, and they invited me down, and we started writing together. And one of those songs is actually on the record. It's called Can't Stop the Bleeding. So there's a Velvet Revolver song on the record that I'm singing on, that I did with them. The whole time, my manager's saying, they're secretly putting Guns N' Roses back together, and they're doing this as a backup plan in case it doesn't work. So have fun with these guys, enjoy these guys, write with these guys, be friends with these guys. So yeah, so I've had the opportunity to play in some really big sandboxes with some really badass motherfuckers, and they all wound up playing on the record, after Gotti left, we started playing with all these different guitar players. So there's, everybody from Brent Hines from Mastodon, Queens of the Stone Age guys, Todd Youth is on there. The Velvet Revolver or Guns N' Roses guys are on there. And it just became this really fun. Oh, Elaine Yohannes from them, Crooked Vultures 11 and Queens of the Stone Age. Like, we just started getting these rad guitar players because we didn't have a guitar player. So we started, pulling in all these rad guys. And then I believe that Bangkok 5, like, it made a really good imprint in the rock community. And I believe that that had a huge amount to do with like these people taking me seriously as a frontman. But essentially, when you come to see a 500 Cobra show, you're going to see me die on stage. My soul is going to leave my body. Somebody else is going to come in. I'm going to reanimate and continue the performance after Carl Hungus gives me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation with deep tongue. I mean, you're going to see everything come out. Everything is going to be left on the stage at the end of the show.
And when is this show?
November 2nd, Day of the Dead, we are headlining the Roxy with Two Man Riot, Frankie Perez's band, another amazing vocalist who's been, on and on, going on and on and on and playing with all those motherfuckers too. So he was a perfect fit for us. And then Hot Crazy, which is a gay glam rock band. They're absolute shredders, really great lead singer, really cool guys.
So this day today, not the day we're filming this, but the Whatever Buddy Wednesday that this comes out, we have a single that is going to be released. We just put a video out for it. The video is out on YouTube. So we could play it here in a minute if you want to see it. I think we should. Yeah. But yeah, go download the single. Go earn us that 0.0035 cents.
Help them reel it in, guys.
So let me say, the video was directed by Roy Tai, the guy that is executive producing the film that they're making about us and about the end of the music business. And now it's about the end of art, human art. And all the artwork, all the digital trash artwork is done by yours truly. And the song is, it features Ace Von Johnson, one of my really good buddies playing lead guitar. Obviously Ryan's shredding it and shreds it live and shreds it on the final release, but he was part of the you know, original concept and putting the thing together. And yeah, we're gonna make so much money on this song. It's gonna be so exciting.
We're getting into that YouTube cash, dude. Let's play this song. Johnny, you want to hear a song? You got any more questions?
Well, no. Before we hear a song, Tripp's here. He's just been hanging out. I know nothing about Tripp. What's Tripp's deal? He's just chilling out over here. He's just looking after Angel.
I'm like a full-time Angel Dust babysitter. The money isn't good enough. Help me out on YouTube, guys. No, so I'm the film guy, dude. So by trade, I'm a manager and producer. You know, I come out of like the agency world. I was trained there for a few years. Last few years, I've been running my own company called Dream River. I got a bunch of great writers, directors. We sling comics and scripts and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty great. I met Nick a few years ago. I met Angel a little bit sooner. And Nick brought me in, maybe about a year and a half ago. When Roy sort of went off and did, bigger, better things. We're proud of him, but they needed somebody to jump in and help, make this movie happen. So we're bringing in a couple directors. I'm helping to keep this crazy train on the tracks as best I can. But more than anything, I'm just along for the ride. So keep an eye out for this movie because it's going to be fucking bonkers, Brad. Absolutely fucking bonkers.
I like bonkers. That's a good word.
Bonkers. We talked about bonkers the second week in a row. Bonkers the candy, if anybody remembers it. I'm a huge fan of that candy from a long time ago. They were little chewy things. Bonkers. Big fan. Anyway, Tripp. So Tripp's making the documentary about Angel Dust, a.k.a. used to be Nick, or Nick used to be Angel, one or the other. Nick's left the building. And Harris plays in five-headed cover with Angel Dust and Nick sometimes around, and Tripp's made the documentary about Angel Dust, and
it's a big crazy web, guys. This is why you got to watch the movie when we release it.
Was I anywhere close? Anywhere
it's
close?
It's bonkers. It's chewy, just like the candy. There's lots to chew on with this, guys. I promise you that.
Metaphor intended, pun intended. All right.
I can't wait to see
now
it.
Now that we're all friends,
I can't wait to see it. I had the privilege of seeing the band do their showcase a few months ago, and it was great. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like in a full live setting at the Roxy.
If you're listening to this podcast,
I'm so bummed I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, you're going to miss a good show. Go buy a ticket.
I'm done with that.
Yeah, so we're going to do a cassette, a signed poster. The first 25 are all signed by the band. A cassette tape with the 5-song EP on it. You're going to get a T-shirt, and you're going to get a ticket. And we're working on a price. We're trying to bring it as low as possible to get as many fans hooked up with the music as possible.
What is the price?
We don't know yet. We're working on it. We're basically getting everything manufactured and figuring out. It's going to be really, really low because that's what we're about. We're about bringing the fans in and making it accessible to people.
Yeah. Wait, what time is it? Is it about time to go? Nick, we got to go do that thing, dude. I'm sorry, Angel.
What's next? Angel.
You gotta go do that thing. Should we tell them?
You got more important things to do. I can pick up your vibe.
We got more important things. They're gonna do a little prayer circle around Angel. Try and save his soul.
Thanks for coming today, guys. I mean, fucking A. I've learned a lot. Learned the history. I learned where we're going, where we came from. And I know where you need to be November 2nd. And that's at the fucking Roxy to see Five-Headed Cobra. So thanks for coming around, guys. Everybody, thanks for joining us on the Whatever Buddy fucking podcast. Make sure you like, report, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week. And fucking make sure you check out the new single that's coming out from Five-Headed Cobra.
Whatever, Squeeze buddy.
From the mountain.
Pros.
Well, that was a fucking episode, I'll tell you. We're not sure for any new information. Make sure you go November 2nd to the Roxy and see Ryan and his band, Five-Headed Cripple, with Angel Dust, Nick Frost. I'm not quite sure what I'm calling him, but what I do know is like, subscribe, and report. Make sure you tell your friends about the podcast. Click the little dingy button. And no, and make sure you buy your pre-save tickets. November 2nd, the Roxy, Five-Headed Cobra with the Iris.
Thank you for that, my man. I would like to reciprocate with, if you're in Europe, go see the Mercury Riots because they're currently on tour and they're doing the thing. Go support my friends.
I'm Jonathan France. Later.
Hey.